Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
QNN, Community Network News. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Sonia Suter. The Tassie government has announced funding of $150,000 towards programs aimed at protecting GLBTI Tasmanians. Slated for a variety of community projects, the funds will assist in fighting prejudice, discrimination and violence in the workplace and wider community. Announced as part of the 2010 state budget, the funding will be spread over 3 years, with $50,000 available in the first year. Community groups with projects that help meet the Tasmanian Together benchmarks will be eligible to apply.
Joy 94.9, the community radio sector and the wider GLBT community, is mourning the passing of longtime Joy presenter Adam Stobbs. Stobbs has been a leader and mentor at the station since its inception and was best known as co-presenter of Joy's longest-running show, Allegro Non Troppo. He was a member of 70 community radio stations and was a highly respected board member of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia. General Manager of Joy, Danae Gibson, paid tribute to Stobbs on Freshly Dug last week.
Adam is a member of my logical family, and many will share that. He was a role model, a confidant, a true champion of GLBTI people.
Seahorse Victoria is celebrating its 35th birthday. Established in 1975, the group is Australia's longest-running social support and advocacy group for transgenders and cross-dressers. The group celebrated its birthday with a special dinner and birthday cake. Seahorse Victoria President Greer McGee says the group aims to support people as they come to grips with their identity.
Coffs Harbour's first ever gay and lesbian festival will go ahead, despite a campaign by a religious organisation to derail the event. The Lifehouse Church has initiated a letter-writing campaign to stop the local council providing support for the beach event, known as Coast Out. The church's senior pastor says the festival and the lifestyle it promotes will deter families from coming to Coffs as a holiday destination.
Would the Pope ever bless a gay marriage? Irish artist Kevin Sharkey likes to think he would. He's painted an artwork that's set to go on display in Dublin showing just that, and he expects it to ruffle a few feathers. Donegal-born artist Sharkey painted You May Kiss the Groom in protest at the Pope's ongoing condemnation of gay unions.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has hosted a reception for lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans people in 10 Downing Street's Rose Garden. He promised the crowd the coalition government will change the law to allow religious buildings to host civil partnership ceremonies. Cameron said that his party hasn't always gotten it right on gay issues, but that they have come a long way.
I'm proud of the fact that we have travelled a long way in terms of supporting civil partnerships, in terms of standing up for equal rights and for equal treatment. And I think that is very important.
Portuguese lesbians Halina Paixão and Teresa Perez are the first same-sex couple to marry under the country's new law. Together since 2003, the couple have been able to wed due to laws that came into effect on May 17. In 2006, Paixão and Perez started the gay marriage ball rolling in Portugal by seeking permission to marry.
A clinic in Barcelona allegedly offering to cure homosexuality is being investigated by the Spanish government. Spanish newspaper reports that the facility, in the Catalan region of the city, is offering pills and psychological treatment to convert gay people. It's believed that many of the people seeking treatment are followers of a particular religion who believe homosexuality goes against their beliefs.
Briefly in other news, Kylie Minogue has confirmed that she'll be in Australia soon to promote her new album.
Hi everyone in Australia, it's Kylie here, just checking in to see how you're all going. I'm coming home to Australia very soon to share my new album with you.
And retired High Court Judge Michael Kirby has won a prestigious US legal award, the Gruber Justice Prize. Kirby was named as a joint winner of this year's prize.
To QNN Sport, openly gay squash player Karen Clonda has been honoured with an Order of Australian medal in the Queen's Birthday's Honours List. Clonda, the first elite squash player to come out at just 14 years of age, said the award was a big surprise.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Sonia Suter.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from 3JOY, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. I'm executive producer Eric Williams.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.